Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 30th of October. Ooh, we're getting close to Halloween. 2015, all the best technology news. Well, I gotta say, we're gonna try to get you all the best technology news from about the past 24 to 36 hours. Let's call it that. Because, yeah, I was stuck in traffic all day yesterday and couldn't push you out of show. So we'll try to do that in around 5-6 or so minutes. We'll see how this goes. First item on the agenda is all about the Talk Talk. Of course, I'm sure you probably have already heard about that Talk Talk data breach. Well, guess what? There's even been more arrests made now. Following the arrest of the 15-year-old boy way back on Monday, well, now they got a 16-year-old boy in cuffs, too. Yes, the detectives at the Metropolitan Police Cyber Crime Unit have confirmed this. Apparently, all the teenager's property was searched, and now that teenager is actually out on bail. The Metropolitan Police said on the second confirmation that the property in Liverpool had been examined, although it's quite unclear right now how it kind of jives in with the rest of the investigation that's ongoing. Now, those of you who've been living under a rock haven't heard about the Talk Talk data breach. Well, yeah, that Talk Talk had a wealth of personal data on it, including customers' names, addresses, account information, credit card, bank card information, all that goody stuff that any hacker would just love to get his hands on. Mind you, though, this is the third data breach that Talk Talk has had in the last year. I think if I got my stuff over at Talk Talk, I think it's time to walk, walk. Hey, speaking of walking, wouldn't it be nice to carry around a tablet? What? Well, apparently those folks over at Samsung thinks it'd be fun carrying around a tablet like a suitcase, because that's what you're going to have to do with this thing. One of the weirdest things I have yet to see come from the Galaxy line. It's called the Galaxy View tablet. Mind you, this tablet is 18.4 inches. Say what? Come on, Samsung, this is not a tablet. It's a television. It's a tablet vision. Let's call it that. Now, Samsung is saying that, yes, they are pointing this device at people that consume a lot of video media. Now, the huge freaking screen actually has a 1920 by 1080 resolution. Yeah, it's full HD. And you even have a 2.1 megapixel front-facing camera on the thing. Hell, just put one on the back, too. Let's make it more absurd than it already is. It's got 2 gigabytes of RAM underneath the thing and 32 or 64 gigabytes of internal storage. There's even a SIM slot on there for LTE connectivity, if you can believe that. Now, of course, Samsung has not announced any pricing or the exact release date for this thing, but we probably hear something about it probably sometime next week. Well, Facebook's wanting to put you in touch with more people and people you don't even know. Yeah, they say they want Messenger to be as open as possible for anybody to really message you from across the world. And yes, by doing this, the social network is actually killing part of your Facebook inbox that you probably didn't even realize was even there in the first place. It was actually called Facebook's other inbox, and that will soon be discontinued in favor of the new Messenger called Message Request. I know you're thinking, I have another inbox on Facebook? Yes, you do. If you don't believe me, just log into Facebook.com right now /messages, and you'll see it right there at the top left-hand navigation panel. It says Other. Yeah, there it is. By doing this sort of conjoining, shall we say, Facebook is hoping message requests will fill a similar role to the other inbox, but become more useful. Yeah, people actually realize it's there. There is a little bit of a drawback, though, however. The fact that Messenger is really, it's kind of more of a mobile thing. Not so much on your desktop. No. So you never know. We might be seeing a whole new app from Facebook coming to our desktop sometime soon. In the meantime, though, message request, yeah, it's already rolling out, so get ready for that new feature. Hey, while we're still in Messenger land and all that sort of stuff, you still use Skype and stuff? Well, if you do, you're about to get a little bit more goodies. For Android and iOS users, you're going to get video filters now. And for iPhone 6S users and 6S Plus users, yeah, you finally get 3D touch support. As with the message filters, these will essentially be effects that you can add on top of your Skype video messages. And you can do that by tapping on that filter one at the bottom left of the video message. Choose the filter that you like and then just hit that record button. Bingo, balloons and all that stuff, you know, somebody's birthday, you know, you get the idea. However, though, the bigger update is actually for iOS users that are on the new iPhone 6S's. Now with 3D Touch, you can hit that Skype icon on your home screen for quick access to most used features, such as, you know, Skype contacts. You can even start a call or a chat and have access to Skype dial pad as well. Also now for iPhone and iPad users, you can now hide and delete chats by swiping the contact or just tapping edit. It'd be like that conversation that you had never existed. Ooh, ooh, What's that here? I hear some Windows Phone people out there.
Why is it just Android and iPhone love?
Because I guess that's all Microsoft cares about right now. Although they do say that Windows users remain a top priority for Skype, but apparently not that far up top. And finally, hey, since we're heading into Halloween, here's something a little creepy for you. You ever wonder if, like, bugs and stuff get in your ears? I know, drive me nuts thinking about it. Well, in most cases, that doesn't really ever happen, and scientists have a theory about that. Seems that earwax that we have in our ears, they say it's actually a natural insecticide. It's there to protect bug invaders from crawling inside your ear canal and turning it into their little bug lair. What scientists actually believe is that earwax that's inside your ear contains cerumen. That's the stuff that actually comes out of these glands in your ears, and it's actually there to kill off fungus and bacteria. And from their test results, have insecticide properties too. Personally, it's one of these things where I hope the scientists are right. If there's ever anything trying to get in my ear, I definitely want it to die before it makes its way down, or up, or whatever position I'm in. I guess it's also comforting to know too that, hey, if you're out of bug spray in your house, just dig out a big old piece of earwax and throw it at that bug and watch it die. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. It's the weekend, but we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope your Friday is going well for you. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.